And so I was saying to myself, Lord, I need that same atmosphere before the word go forth. Am I lying or not? I told the preacher in the office, I said, Minister Thomas, God is up to something. I said, because the same atmosphere that the prayer is this morning, that's the atmosphere God said that he need before the word go forth. And look at God. Because basically, my introduction, I'm just going to introduce the sermon to you today, and we're going to fill the holes next Sunday. I got probably about two parts to this word, but we're going to be celebrating introductory style type today. Where you already at, we're going to celebrate something. Look at somebody and say, celebration time. Look at somebody else and tell them, it really is. It is celebration time. Now, I got to do this the way the Lord say do it. So, let's go to Exodus real quick. Exodus. Real quick. And we're going to do this the way the Lord say do it. Exodus, the Lord have mercy, Jesus. What a mighty God we serve. You in the right place. For miracles, signs, and wonders. Ha! Exodus 3, and we're going to read a little bit. Verses 7, 8, 9, and 10 of Exodus, the third chapter. And then we're going to read Galatians. So you can find that and put your thumb on it. Sixth chapter, and we're going to read verses 7, 8 and 9 of Galatians. Y'all ready? Yes. Look at somebody and shout, let's celebrate. And it reads from the King James. This is the King James, baby, all day. All right? And the Lord said, I have surely seen the affliction of my people, which are in new birth. Hey! Lucia now. And have heard their cry by reason of the taskmasters. Cancer. Supervisors not doing you right. Hard taskmaster. Could even be family members, husband, wives, children, taskmasters. For I know your sorrows. And I'm come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians and to bring them up out of that land unto a good land and a large land, unto a land flowing with milk and honey, baby. Unto a land, I'm taking you up out of Egypt. Look at your neighbor and shout, are you ready? Ready. We getting out of Egypt. Why couldn't God get me out in 2014? Why couldn't God get me out in 2010? Why couldn't God get me out in 2002? But God said, my time. Y'all stay with me now. Stay with me now. Stay with me now. Why couldn't things go my way last year? He said, I'm getting you up out of Egypt in 2015. And I'm taking you to a land that's flowing with milk and honey. Unto the place, hallelujah. And this place where I'm taking you to, it's the place that the Canaanites inhabit. It's the place that the Hittites inhabit. It's the place that the Amorites inhabit. Come on, somebody. It's the place that the parasites, inhabit. And Hivites and Jebusites. God. baby and say, we getting ready to recover, oh baby. Ninth verse say, now therefore behold, the cry of the children of Israel is coming to me. And when the cry that you crying come to God, good God Almighty. Now when it comes to me, I may can't do but so much about it. But when it comes to God, God say, I'll make a way out of no way. This cry came to God. And God said, I've seen enough of your tears. Lord, have mercy. And behold, I'm going to do a new thing. So now, therefore, behold, the cry of the children of Israel, it came unto me. And I have also seen the oppression wherewith the Egyptian oppressed you. The 10th and the final verse says, so come now. Therefore, and I will send thee unto Pharaoh, that thou mayest bring forth my people, the children of new birth. Biblical House of God. 906 George Street. And anything that's not a member, but if you're attached to us. You got to be attached to the right people, y'all. In 2015, you got to be hooked up to the right people. Because if you got a right hookup, baby. Lord, have mercy. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He said that thou may bring forth my people, the children of Israel, out. God said, this is your year to come out. I wish I could get somebody to stand up and shout, I'm coming out. I'm coming out. I'm coming out. I'm coming out. I'm coming out of this mess. I'm coming out of this bondage. I'm coming out of this sickness. I'm coming out of this trial. I'm coming out of this suffering. I'm coming out of this struggle. I'm coming out. Woo! And I ain't even finished. That is not my subject. I'm coming out. Another day, another time. Galatians, I told you we ain't going to do nothing but celebrate today. My introduction is nothing but celebration. That's all. All right, it's not going to be the usual intro, okay? We're going to celebrate and we're getting out. Y'all get that? We're going to celebrate and we're getting out. Y'all weighing on me now. Lord, have mercy. Some of y'all been struggling. Some of you been going through. Some of you been perplexed. Some of you been having backaches. Some of you been having, oh my God, pains in your chest and pain in your family. Pains on your job. Pain even up in the ministry. But God said, you coming out. Sit down if you will. Please, please sit down. Sit down. Sit down, sit down, sit down, sit down, sit down. Galatians 6, let's do this reading, 7, 8, and 9. This is the one here right here, D. This is one, y'all. This is one right here. This is where I'm going to draw my subject. That's going to take us today and next Sunday. So I advise you don't miss, you're here today, but God knows don't miss next Sunday. Verse 7 of Galatians 6, read. Be not deceived. God will not be mocked. Don't mess with God when it comes to us this year. Husband, if you're not doing your wife right, you better leave him alone. I just leave him alone. Wives, if you, hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God. If your husband, don't mess with him. Don't mess with him. Leave him alone. Leave him alone. Leave. Children of God, men of God, if folk in the, hallelujah, on your job, in the congregation, not doing you right, come on, and they men and women of God, don't mess with them. Leave them alone. Leave them alone. Keep your mouth off them. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap, baby. For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. But he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. This is it. And let us not be weary in well doing, for in due season. We shall reap. Somebody shout, I will reap.
I will reap.
Shout it again.
I will reap.
Shout it again.
I will reap.
If I don't faint, Lord have mercy. Glory to God. The subject for today is this. I want you to look at somebody and just tell them this. It's due season. We heard it a lot, but the Lord gave it to me to preach. I know you probably heard somebody preach or heard somebody teach it, but it's on now. It's on popping like corn, popcorn. Look at somebody else and tell them, come on, ever so gently, it's due season, I said. I know you heard it, and you heard it, and you heard it. But today I declare and decree that 2015 is due season. It's my season. It's your season. It's our season. Baby, it's due season. It's due season. It's due season. It's due season. Slap somebody and tell them it's due, I said. Let me say this, because I do have some truth to give you. Sit down. In the natural, we have four seasons. Spring, summer, winter, fall. Okay? But before you get to the fifth season, which is called due season, you got to stay in whatever season of the four that God put you in. Y'all didn't get that. Some of us are trying to jump spring and go to summer. Some of us are trying to jump winter and go to fall. But you gotta stay in the season that you're in order to get to the fifth season. You can't jump summer and you can't jump spring. You can't jump winter and you can't jump fall, because every one of the seasons in the natural realm has its purpose. Glory to God. As it is in the spiritual. Every season of our life, there's a purpose and there's a set time that God has for each and every one of us. As Ecclesiastes says, we've got to know, hallelujah, what time it is for each and every one of our lives. But we can't jump this season and that season and then think all of a sudden we're going to get to due season. It don't work like that. Nobody don't like winter and fall. You know, we want to jump over. You got a lot of folks, when winter time comes, they head to Florida. Or those warmer climate states. You understand what I'm saying? But listen, glory to God. You cannot jump one season and go to another and think then God is going to give you the desires of his or your heart or cause favor to come on your life. Baby, you got to stay where you're at and let God be God. And the enemy will be scattered. I just had to put that disclaimer out there, and then I'm going to say something else in that area on the end, all right? But it's due season. It is. For many of us in here today, we didn't jump over winter or spring, fall. We didn't jump over spring or summer. But we stayed right where we were planted. We went through the storm. We went through the rain. We went through the struggle. Some of y'all are struggling like I don't know what. You're struggling with your flesh. You're struggling, should I stay or should I go? Should I stay or should I go? Hallelujah. But the spirit man say, you best stay right there and be like the tree planted by the rivers of water. Hallelujah, Jesus. and tell them, hold on. It will come. Listen, it's due season. This year, the church, I believe, will move from words to actions, from dreams to reality. Where Tony at? Taste it, Tony. Watch yourself. Speak it, girl. Keep speaking that thing. I got it in my spirit when you spoke it on Friday night. Taste it, Tony. I said, well, look at that girl. You're talking about a taste of Tony. Watch yourself now. And anybody else who filled with dreams that God has given you through the years, I'm telling you, this is a year, hallelujah, for dreams to become reality. Is there anybody in here that dream about owning your own business one day? Stand up, stand up, stand up. I didn't know we had so many. Oh, shoot now. Your dream will become a reality because it's due season. Sit down, y'all. I got to talk this out. I can't holler it out. This, I believe, will be the year for the body of Christ where we move from promises to possessions. Woo! I said we're going to move from the promises of God to possessing the things that God said are ours through his word. This, you see, is a year in that we shall possess Canaan by taking back what the enemy stole from us and reaping a harvest that has been planted for years. Yes, it's harvest time, y'all, for the saints of God. All the saints shout, oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
I said, this year is harvest time for the saints of God. So, in the voice of T.D. Jakes, get ready, 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 get ready. And get your basket ready, because God is about to restore unto us spiritual blessings and natural blessings. So again, I say, get ready for a mighty move of God like never before, preachers. Get ready, preacher. Listen, fact of the matter, God told me to tell this crew right here today, Lord have mercy, that this year you can go ahead and title this year as the year of manifestation. Y'all ain't trying to help me with that one. I said you can go ahead and entitle this year as the year of manifestation. This is the year that a public demonstration of the favor of God is going to be shown to the world that I am his son, that I am his daughter, that I am his child. A public demonstration for the word of God said, eyes haven't seen, ears haven't heard, nor have it entered into the hearts of men the things that I got prepared for you. But this year is the year that God said, I'm going to let it manifest. Y'all looking at me crazy. God gave me this, y'all. God gave me this for this house. I don't claim myself to be no prophet, but God has given me a prophetic word today for Biblical House of God, 906 George Street. This is the year of manifestation. This is the year where you will get everything back. And the stuff that he didn't even steal, you're going to get. Miracles, signs, and wonders. Sit down. I got to hold myself, but I'm so ill. Lord, have mercy. Yes, this is the year. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Whether it be through miracles, whether it be through signs or wonders, look at your neighbor and shout, I don't know how God going to do it, but it's going to get done for me. I don't know how it's going to get done. I don't know if it's going to be through a miracle, through a sign, through a wonder, or even through you. I don't know how it's going to get done. But look at your neighbor and shout, it's going to get done. Listen, God told me to tell you that this year stuff is going to start materializing. Maybe this just for me. Maybe this just for me. I said, God said, for some of you, now not for everybody, for those of you where it really is your due season, this year stuff is going to start materializing. That house that you drew years ago, at first it was just on your vision board. Lord have mercy. But one day God said, now is the time. And now she's living in the house, y'all. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. It became in the materialistic realm. Come on, somebody. This is a year that some of y'all going to get married. Yeah, some of you single folk going to get married this year. This is a year that some boys is going to find his. My God, I said this is a year now where stuff is going to start materializing. Come on, somebody. Because I believe, look at somebody shout, she believes that as believers, we would tangibly, look at somebody and shout tangibly, see the manifestation of the promises that God made to us, y'all. Are you ready? I said, are you ready? I said, behold, are you ready? Yes, this is a year in which many of us shall possess Canaan. Yes, this is a year in which many of us shall eat the good of the land. Yes, this is a year in which many of us shall really take back everything that the enemy has stolen from us. And yes, this is the year in which many of us shall finally, somebody shall finally, reap our harvest. Lord have mercy. Why? Because this is due season. And this is the year. In Galatians 6:9 of our text, it says, and let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season, I said, for in due season, we shall reap if we do not faint. Somebody shout, due season. Come on, shout it again, due season. Now, Webster Dictionary defines the word due as something that rightfully belongs to you. Mm-hmm. And the word season means a special period. Mm-hmm. So due season is a special period of time when you shall receive that which rightfully. You ain't got to beg. You ain't got to, hallelujah, glory be to God. Go out here and steal, rob, or kill. But hallelujah, in this due season, you're going to receive that which rightfully belongs to you. We're going to receive that which rightfully belongs to the church. We're going to receive that rightfully belongs to us. Hallelujah. Or a special time when you finally get what is rightfully yours. Look at somebody and say, finally, 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 finally. Yes, 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 yes. Somebody ought to scream again. It's due season. Listen, God is getting ready to release a press down, shaking together, and running over blessing in the house. Woo! I said, God is getting ready to release a, hallelujah, press down, shaking together, and running listen to me good. I have to admit that when the Lord told me that it was due season, there was one question that entered into my mind. Why now? Why 2015? Why 2015? Because it's due season. Because it's due season. But I want to take it a little farther than that. We're going to pause right here. You got to understand what the number 15 means. Dickens Pritchard gave us some. But this is some more to the what it means. The number 15 is the number of new direction. God said, I got to take you out of the direction of Egypt and point you in the direction of Canaan. I got to put you back now in the right direction. You know, they was under the taskmaster of Pharaoh for many, many, many thousands of years, hundreds of years rather. Glory to God. But there came a time when God said, I have seen enough. I have witnessed enough. Glory to God. And so because of that, it is now your season to get up out of here. Israel left Egypt on the morning of the 15th day of the first month. After being in bondage in Egypt, being in bondage, hallelujah, for so long, this marked the 15th day. A new direction for the nation. And so God said, I am God. And I do it anyway, anyhow I want to do it. I know you heard and you heard and you heard about due season. But 2015 is due season. Today God said, Paulette, point him in a new direction. Glory to God. I'm pointing you in the direction of signs, miracles, and wonders. I'm pointing you in the direction of, hallelujah, Canaan land. The land that's flowing with milk and honey. The land where your worries will finally be over. The land where everything that God promised you is in that land. And this is a year, hallelujah, to possess Canaan. Shout, it's your season. It's my season. It's my time to be blessed. I'm going in a new direction. That old way of thinking. God is pointing us in a new direction. Lord, have mercy. So that's why he let me know that. Why not now in 2015? So I asked the Lord, I said, Lord, why now? Why is this due season now? And his response again blew my mind. The Lord simply replied, why not now? He said, what better time is there than now to point you in a new direction?